You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1650. This time, we join Glenn and Jamie from the Horses in the Morning show as they chat with their guest, Steve Krause, from the Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine Farrier Program, and they're chatting about Palmer hoof angles. This episode is brought to you by Sentinel Horse Nutrition. Sentinel Horse Nutrition knows there's no horse like your horse, and nobody gets their quirks and emotions and unique personalities better than you do. Just like you understand your horse inside and out, Sentinel's expert nutritionists understand their individual dietary needs. With a wide selection of formulas, Sentinel Horse Feed has something for every life stage and every activity level. Sentinel's 100% extruded nugget formulas are packed with naturally wholesome ingredients, crafted for your horse's whole body well-being. Discover the difference of feed that's purposefully made to perfectly fit your horse. Visit feedsentinel.com/podcast to learn more or find a retailer near you. That's feedsentinel.com/podcast.
So let's explain it to everybody. We're going to talk about Palmer angles. What is a Palmer angle?
Okay. So the simple version is if we look at the side view of the horse standing alongside him, and if we're looking at the front limb, we're referring to the Palmer angle. And if we're looking at the hind limb, we're referring to the plantar angle. So we'll start with the front limb. Okay. And as we look at the horse, or if we look at a radiograph of the horse of standing of the lower limb, we can see, the coffin bone on a radiograph, and the line from the bottom of the coffin bone to the ground is the Palmer angle. Whereas the line that goes from the coronary band down the front of the hoof to the ground would be your dorsal angle or your hoof angle. That make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So it's actually more important to the horse on what the Palmer angle is. And think of when you think of Palmer, think of your palm going face down to the ground. Mm-hmm. And so your palm of your hand, the line between your hand and the ground can either be parallel. You can raise it up to a positive angle, or you can lower it backwards to a negative angle. So that's another way to visualize it.
So why is the Palmer angle important?
Okay, so that gives us a true understanding, especially if we have an x-ray, and farriers have to develop x-ray eyes if they don't have quick access to a radiograph machine. But if you see a lot of radiographs of the side view, the lateral view of the horse, you develop a little sense of horses that have what their Palmer angle is, as opposed to it's very easy to determine what the hoof angle is because you could see, you know, whether the horse is upright or low heel, long toe horse. You can put a hoof gauge on the front and get somewhat of a reading there. And if that could be important for shoeing standard bred horses and so on. But the Palmer angle actually tells us what the orientation of the coffin bone is. And that has more of a direct link to upcoming soundness problems and things you can do to help that.
So can you see just by being a layman on the side of the horse, can I walk to the side of my horse and be like, you know what? He does not have a good Palmer angle. Like, how could I see that from just being next to my horse?
That's really hard. You have to see a lot of horses and a lot of lateral radiographs. But if a horse has that very upright foot, let's say, it's likely, you know, like if you were to measure the front of the foot with a hoof gauge, and a horse that's very upright is above 55 degrees on that angle and probably approaching 60, like what we call a club foot. Most of those horses will have a very steep Palmer angle also, which is probably above 6 degrees from flat. So 6 to 10 degrees on that bottom hoof angle, that would correspond if the coffin bone was parallel to the front wall of the foot. Whereas a horse with a very long toe, low heel, probably has a flat or negative Palmer angle, he's actually crushing backwards. So those horses lose a lot of digital cushion, which is very important to the soundness of the horse and how the hoof is nourished and so on. So, you know, usually so that's the two extremes that you can probably easily see.
So right we've got it. I was going to say we got a clubfoot, which
range,
would
it's harder to see.
So a clubfoot we would see because they're kind of like the angle is broken a little forward, and then a long toe, low heel,
correct,
the horse would be a little bit broke back in that angle and putting a little too much stress on its heel. Both of those are fairly common, especially with, I deal with a lot of off the track thoroughbreds. What are some of the ways to fix that? Because it can't be healthy for what's inside the hoof.
Correct. Yeah. That. Yeah. As you get away from normal, in normal Palmer angle would be anywhere from 3 to 6 degrees on that bottom hoof angle to the ground. Anything lower than, say, 3 degrees, we call a low Palmer angle, or a flat Palmer angle is parallel to the ground, and a negative Palmer angle, which is actually falling, you know, drooping backwards. Whereas if anything above like 6 degrees is considered a high Palmer angle. So what we can do, and there's various ways, and they're different for, you know, different, you know, which extreme you're on here. With a low Palmer angle, which is, I think, one of the biggest problems that you see, you can do some type of frog support to help, kind of boost that, depending upon, again, every one of them is different, some type of properly placed, heel wedge can help, but again, properly placed. If you don't place these correctly, you actually create more of a problem. And often the shoes are too short when they do this, and now you've created a fulcrum that the horse is actually falling backwards on even further, making that Palmer angle that you think you're boosting up, you're actually making it worse because the fulcrum is too far ahead of the downward force of the leg. So it's kind of tricky. You really have to pay attention to what's going on before you start putting wedges on these horses. But some type of frog support, certainly shortening the toe, whether it be by trimming and using shoe modifications like a rolled toe, all is ways we work on this.
So what about the horse with the club foot? I mean, you know, I'm sure that a pretty picture would be to just whack off that heel, but that's going to cause a lot of problems.
Well, you can do that. And that's, again, a lot of confusion on this. You can take that heel off because when you have these excessively high heel club feet, that heel is not going straight down. It's migrating forward. Uh-huh. And so, again, you've got a fulcrum that's in the wrong place underneath the leg. And so if you take, if you trim all the excess heel off, and again, there are guidelines to do that with that, you know, only a professional should be doing. Then you have moved that base of support back under the leg, and that's where you can put a wedge also, to because now you have a lot of tension on the deflexor tendon.
Mm-hmm.
So you remove the excess heel, and then you replace it with a wedge, and that sounds, well, why would we do that? But it's where the base of support is that's important, not the fact that we have a wedge on or not. If the base of the support is further back and supporting the leg, there's too much tension on the deflexor without the wedge band. And so in some of these horses, if you do this over time, you can grow a better hoof on that foot and it won't be as extreme. It may be somewhat more normal over time.
Is
this? So that's why you don't want to, you take the high-low horse, that usually has a negative Palmer angle on one foot and a steep Palmer angle on the other, you don't want to make these feet match.
Mm-hmm.
You want to work on each one of them separately.
Now, this sounds like something that a guy advertising his farrier services on Facebook, you know, may not know. Like, is this common farrier knowledge or does this require a more extensive education?
Oh, definitely more extensive education. And, you know, I just went in a nutshell what we may do, but what we actually do is more complicated.
Right.
And there's
right.
a few other versions of it. And it takes a little experience to, you know, do it in a way that's helpful for the horse.
So how can I make sure that I'm finding a good, properly trained farrier that would say I have a club foot or a, you know, it's something. How can I make sure that the person I have knows what they're doing?
Well, the simple method is word of mouth. Satisfied clients that have used this individual and have had problems dealt with, you know, usually, you know, testimonial type stuff is always probably the best way of finding people, you know, who you can give references to. I've worked on this kind of horse successfully. And then I'm a member of the American Farriers Association, as well as the American Association of Professional Farriers. And they both are very, very big on this type of continuing education. So anybody who is has put themselves into this category has spent some time learning about what they're doing more than just nailing a shoe on. So that's quite often a very good reference right there, that if you have someone who's a member of these associations.
Awesome. Fantastic. So again, that's AFA and AFPA, I think is what you said.
The AAPF.
AAPF. Sorry.
Both have very good, very, very good websites.
Fantastic. Well, again, Steve, as always, thank you for coming on, and thanks for coming on such short notice and delivering this speech. I think it's so important. I mean, this is the foundation of what our horses are based on, you know, no hoof, no horse. So these angles are very important. Glenn, are you starting to understand a little bit about what we're talking about, or were you not
paying
attention?
I need pictures, Steve. I need okay. you to show me pictures.
Yeah, pictures. As I was asked to do this, I was wishing I could have a chalkboard or
a slideshow,
draw
yeah.
some of this for you. And but I think people, in closing, I think people are too hung up on the hoof angles and don't understand the Palmer angles, which they should actually be worried a lot more about than what the front hoof angle is. And we see a lot of people wanting to make sure you put a hoof gauge on and make sure they're the same and what's his angles and all that. And a lot of that stuff really doesn't mean that much compared to what the Palmer angles are and the orientation of the coffin bone.
So if you want to see your farrier sweat, ask him about the Palmer angles of your horse the next time they're there and see is what the reaction is.
And if they don't sweat, then you know you got a good one.
That's right.
Perfect.
Well, they understand, you know, they're thinking of that rather than just the outside of the foot.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a really educational Facebook page. Cornell Farrier Program has a Facebook page. Go search for that. Steve is always on there posting and doing some really kind of interesting cases and amazing things. So it's Steve Krause, Certified Journeyman Farrier at the Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine, the Farrier Program Instructor. Thank you so much, Steve. And we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.